me now. Come with me now.
Welcome in to the game plan. Fight on. That's what we're calling today's. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in, everybody. I swear I have some stats that I'm currently looking for. There they are. Welcome to the game plan, of course. Eighth episode, like I said, called Fight On. We're going to review the two wins by the Owls and the Panthers. We're going to preview the upcoming battles they have this weekend. We'll go over my picks from last week. And we will also give you some picks for this one, because I actually did pretty good. I've been doing pretty good in the college picks. I don't know cumulative, but I will look that up for next week. But let's start by talking about the Kennesaw win over Presbyterian. It was at Presbyterian. They are the Blue Hose. They might be a little blue at this point because they were not able to win the game. Kennesaw won the game 55-10 behind a super strong performance by quarterback Tommy Bryant, who I believe didn't start the game. But he was 3-for-4 for 76 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yes, his 3 completed passes out of a 4 potential were touchdowns. Big touchdowns. He also had 11 carries for 51 yards and 2 touchdowns. So yes, 3 plus 2 is 5. He accounted for 5 total touchdowns of the 55. So he scored 30 of the 55 points. Also, you had Shaq Terry, you had Jackson, and you had Foster, who all had receiving touchdowns. And the rushing touchdowns, like I said, were Tommy Bryant, who had 2, Daniel David had 1, and Shaq Terry had 1 as well. You had D. Johnson, who had a sack. You had Bryson Armstrong with 9 total tackles, 1 forced fumble. The defense just dominated. The Blue Hose going, never get anything established, and by the time they did, well, there was 3 zeros on the clock. Even then, I'm not sure if they did. But overall, it was a fantastic win for Kennesaw. I believe that was another conference win, if I'm not mistaken. And they just keep plugging along. Now, this week, they will host North Alabama, where I'm going to give you the 3 keys to the game. I will. This week could be a little interesting. I'm going to do my best to make it to this game and to the Georgia State game. This game will be at 3 p.m. You have the 2-5 North Alabama squad versus the 6-1 Kennesaw squad. I swear I had it pulled up. They're the North Alabama Lions. There we go. The North Alabama Lions will be in Kennesaw to take on the KSU Owls. 3 p.m., as I said. Let's go for the 3 keys. The 3 keys to a Owl victory. I'm going to say push the tempo early, limit your own mistakes. So if you want to cause chaos for them, go for it. And then finally, keep calm. Sometimes you can get too excited, sometimes you can get too emotional, things start to take over, and all of a sudden the momentum slides to the other guy. But that's going to be the keys to a Owl victory, at least in my humble, honest, not really biased, but I'm not biased, unbiased opinion, is to push the tempo early, because Kennesaw's offense and defense is about winning at the line of scrimmage. And if you push the tempo early and punch these guys in the mouth early, it's then, you know, it should be academic at that point. Now, that brings us to the Georgia State Panthers home game this past weekend, where they welcomed in the illustrious, historical Army Black Knights. Now, I took a lot of cool photos. I need to post some of those up. Yeah, this is a, I don't call it a bucket list. I hate calling it a bucket list, because that implies why you're doing the list. But as far as one of those historical classic teams, everybody knows about Army. Everybody knows what they run, that kind of thing. But they continue to do it and beat people. And at the end of the day, you also have to look and go, everybody on that sideline is either a current or former cadet. They might have already served and then came back over. There's all kind. No matter what, they have signed up to join our military and also play sports as almost a hobby. This game was as good as advertised. Score says it was separated by 7 points. Towards the end, I would say no. But for the majority of the game, yes, this was back and forth, back and forth. Georgia State wins 28-21. But here's the difference. Army had 20 first downs. Georgia State had 23. Army ran 72 total plays. 72 to Georgia State 60. Time of possession. Army had the ball for 38 minutes and 8 seconds to the 21:52 of Georgia State. So they had the ball for majority of the time. And yet, Georgia State was able to rally behind, at some point, potential Sun Belt Player of the Year, but Dan Ellington, two-time Sun Belt Player of the Week, he was 20-for-28, no interceptions. He threw 3 touchdowns, had 232 yards. His longest throw and catch was 30 yards. He also ran 10 times for 39 yards. He had Trey Barnett, 17 carries for 108 yards. He also scored a touchdown, which was his 13th career touchdown. It tied a school record. And this was the third straight 100-plus yard game, which is a school record for him. Cornelius McCoy had a bunch of big catches. Sam Pinckney ended up with the only 2 catches he had were 2 touchdowns, and they were one, he Calvin Johnson, the guy. He Randy Moss, the guy, so to say. He basically was in the back of the end zone. Him and the defender jump up. They both go for the ball. He reaches over the defender, snatches the ball, and it was just a fantastic catch. Aubrey Payne back on the board, the tight end, had 3 catches. The biggest one he had was in the end zone. Just an overall fantastic, 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 I'll say it 3 times, performance all the way around. Stevens McQueen with 20 total tackles. Dante Wilson, who we spoke to after the game, he's so cool anyway. He's so laid back. As the nose guard, when you go against a triple option, you are the focus point. You are one of the most important people. And he more than held up his end. In fact, he was not initially going to be at the press conference, and Coach sang his praises so loudly that, well, we brought him into the press conference. Zach Dixon with 9 big tackles, 7 for Victor Hayward. Just an overall fantastic. They got the stops when they need them, and they were able to just push the ball and push the ball. And in fact, it does not say it on here, but the big moment was Army was driving late in the game. They decided to throw a pass. It was picked off by one of the corners, for Georgia State and ran back about 35, 40 yards, and that pretty much iced the game at that point. For the Army side, you had Hopkins Jr., 6 for 10 for 65 yards. Remember, they're a big running team. Harrison had 4 catches, 58 yards, but they had Connor Slomka, who had 10 carries for 89 yards. Sandon McCoy had 19 carries for 71 yards. And Hopkins Jr., 20 carries for 70 total yards there. Buck Cannon actually had 5 for 18. Also, was really able to just limit them and keep them just under wraps, basically, and keep them contained. And when you can contain a triple option the way they run it, you're doing something. This game played out a lot like the Georgia State-Kennesaw State game to start off last season, just like I said. But this time, instead of it going back and forth and back and forth, Georgia State seemed to always keep their distance and did a good job in not letting the game get too far out of hand. Let's see. Their big defensive tacklers were Christensen with 8, Riley with 7, Smith with 6. That's Eric Smith. And McClinton had 5. But just fantastic. It was so cool to see Army play in person like that. Like I said, it's to see one of the classic teams like that is just fantastic to me. I guess that's the word of the day. It's just that it was so cool. It was so cool. And at the end of all Georgia State games, we all know that home games that the band plays. And the team all come, and all the Panthers team comes over and cheers them on and listens to them play as a sign of respect. Well, Army decided to come on over too. They stood in rank file, at attention, and gave the proper respect to the Georgia State marching band. And I thought that was awesome. And then, on the flip side, as Army's band, the travel band that came with them, as they started to play their school songs. Of course, the Army people went over and stood attention there, but the Georgia State people went over to support them as well. And that's something I have yet to see up until right now with any Georgia State game I've ever been at, is the just overall mutual respect between these two so much that they even support each other's band. And that was just exceptionally cool to me to see that. Now, this week, they will host Troy. That is a 7 p.m. kickoff game there. The Troy Trojans are having a pretty good year. Troy, I always tell people, if you don't know anything about the Sun Belt, up until recently, Troy, Georgia Southern, App State, and usually one other. Arkansas State a lot of times here lately. Now Georgia State's one of those starting to be a powerhouse. Any of those teams can beat anybody on a Division I level at any given point. It's like, you know, there's been a lot of upsets and a lot of near upsets, and a lot of it had to do with Sun Belt teams. So the Troy Trojans always bring it. They love to hit you in the mouth. They love to do it early, be physical early. But here are my three keys to this game. Number one, what does Georgia State have to do? I'm gonna borrow one from my Kennesaw one. Keep calm early. Don't get too overwhelmed by the moment. Just keep calm early. Number two, establish the run. Because we all know how that opens up the passing game. It opens up all kinds of other things. It opens up Dan to do some really cool things. There we go. Troy is only 3-3 and in the other side of the bracket, but they're right in the mix. There is a chance we could see them again down the road. Of course, Georgia State at 5-2. At this, wow, Georgia State is a 1-point favorite, according to ESPN. That's really cool. But anyway, my three keys to the game: keep calm early. Don't get too over emotional. Don't get too over invested. You are at home, but don't let it get out of hand early. Establish the run, because that's going to set up everything. Plus, if you can get Trey or any of those guys started early, it's only going to just build up to what you can do later. And then finally, you don't have to necessarily sack him all the time, but get pressure on the Troy quarterback. That's exactly what you need to do. If you do those things, I can almost guarantee a victory. I will 95% guarantee a victory if you can do those three things successfully. Now, let's go to my picks from last week, and then we'll get into the ones for this week, and hopefully help you guys out. Maybe you're beating your friends at this. Maybe you're winning some peanuts, something, because it is illegal to bet for money or anything in this state. So keep that in mind. Please bet responsibly. Last week, I told you to take Arizona State on the road versus Utah. Well, Utah was able to almost get the shutout there. It was 21-3. Utah at that one, so I missed that one. However, told you to take Memphis at home over Tulane. They won 47-17. Told you to take Oregon on the road versus Washington. They won 35-31 in a game closer than I thought it would be. And I told you to take Penn State at home versus my Michigan Wolverines. Well, Penn State won 28-21, and once again, a game that was closer than I thought it would be. At one point, Michigan had a chance to potentially tie it up and just came up short. It happens. But it means I went 3-1. Hopefully, like I said, you guys are keeping along at home, and hopefully maybe this helps you impress your friends. This week, we got four good games. They're always good games, but we got four good games. One primetime game even. And those games are number 6 Wisconsin, or not number 6, I think they're number 10 now. They dropped a bunch. Versus number 4 Ohio State. Ohio State is favored by 14.5. I don't think they're going to win by that much. Wisconsin is too physical of a team, but unless it pains me, pick Ohio State. It's a 12 p.m. kickoff on Fox on that one. At 12 noon on the SEC Network, you're going to get Mississippi State at Texas A&M. I want to tell you Mississippi State is the team to pick, but take Texas A&M at home. At 3:30 on CBS, Auburn will be at LSU. LSU all the way up to number 2 in a lot of polls. CBS at 3:30. LSU is favored by a touchdown and a half. That's -7.5. I'm going to go ahead and say take the home team there. Auburn's really good, but LSU behind their quarterback play now is really doing some fantastic things. And then finally, Notre Dame at Michigan, Saturday at 7:30 on ABC. Michigan is a 1-point favorite as of right now. Just saw it, which is really crazy because they are separated by a lot of ranking teams. We got number 8 and number 19. Yeah, I'm gonna call it. Not being a homer bias here, but I'm gonna stick with all home teams. I'm gonna say take the Michigan Wolverines to beat the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Hopefully those help you out. But that's gonna do it for us this week. To everybody who made this thing amazing this week, we will see you guys next week on another great edition of The Game Plan. Go Owls, go Panthers. See you next week.
with me now. Come with me now.